Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey, put your tiki torches down, put them out, put your pitchforks away, relax. Jesus. Pretty fair amount, strong showing of anti-Eric Zane sentiment over the idea of me breaking down producer Joe's big, big moment when he was having a hard time on the radio again on Friday. Now, I don't think there's anything funny about that at all. I don't think anything of this is funny, just so you know. And I don't want any of you to get the impression that I'm just going to go on the air half-cocked and insult the poor guy. I mean, come on now. I'm not an animal. Jesus. For God's sake. There's just some things that need to kind of be unpacked, if you will. You know, for the most part, I'll give him a C+. How's that? That's not bad. I mean, come on. With the curve, you might be able to get into the B- range, but there were some serious issues that do honestly need to be addressed. So I don't want you to lose any sleep over this, no matter who. If it's somebody just listening to what I say ever for the first time, because I posted something new on the platform and listed it as announcement. Relax. It's not going to go the way you think it's going to go. I mean, all these people are saying, oh, my God, you're classless. You're scum of the earth. Just chill. Jesus. Come on. I got to look at myself in the mirror. Just know that there has to be a few things discussed. Unfortunately, we don't live in a world where someone can just drop things out of the sky. And everybody has to go along with it. That's not like, okay. So I'm going to address those things on the Monday morning Eric Zane Show podcast. I do it live at 8 a.m. twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. You're going to want to see this because Ashley, Joe's ex, who you all know from numerous details on the air, she would like to talk after she got thrown under the bus. She's picked herself up. She'd like to address the things that were talked about as we unpack bits and pieces of that. Now, for the most part, I mean, I should say for all of the part, I want nothing more than Joe to be fixed. Sounds like some pretty rough waters. And I wish him nothing but the best. And I don't want you to lose sight of that or assume that I am wishing ill will on someone, for crying out loud. Jesus. So anyway, I just wanted to get that out of the way as I also introduce you to the free view I have of the Lost Zane recordings. I don't want to take any more of your time. Thank you for it. And yeah, enjoy this. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings from October of 2016. Here you go. That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Get the full show on my Patreon. Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Okay. Till next time. Bye-bye.
And good morning. This is the Eric Zane Show. Show number 124. Welcome in Friday. Getting closer to the weekend. Some would say it's already here. I'm Eric Zane, right here, 107.3 WBBL. Julius is here. Julius, welcome in.
Good morning.
And Tyler Doan, how are you, buddy?
Good morning.
Something peculiar yesterday when you said goodbye to Julius, you did not say, I love you. Have you been, seriously?
You have to bring that up?
I didn't want to stir up any more waters, but I do love Julius.
It went, see ya. And then Julius goes, bye. And I thought, well, that's actually pretty great. I said, Tyler, aren't you going to say I love you? He's like, I don't want to stir up any trouble. Julius says, I'd have told you to F off. It's like having the big mouth, angst-filled brother in between the two of you as siblings. Julius, the big brother. Tyler, little brother. There you go.
You're the grandfather.
Yeah, I am. I am the grandfather. Interesting because my grandson was at the house yesterday. He is right now. He spent the night. So the way that works is grandma takes care of, they sleep in the same room. So that means she leaves my bed. And, one of the things that is troublesome for me, being this weird, neurotic, strange little gnome that I am.
Yep. All weird, yep. Strange, yep.
Old neurotic.
Old, definitely. Gnome, yep.
Is that when I'm laying there in the bed, if she is not there, that affects my sleep. And, well, I can't stand it, but I don't say anything. I mean, but then I'm saying goodnight to Madison, and I notice in her room, she has one of those gigantic teddy bears. It's probably 4.5 feet tall, so like 3 inches.
So like your height.
Yes. It's right around the size. And I'm looking at it, and I go, oh, what the hell? So I pick it up.
Put a hole in it.
And I did not destroy the bear. No holes were cut.
Not a big hole.
I simply put the bear in the bed and covered him with blankets.
Okay. They're going to say something else.
Like, okay. I see how this is going to go.
Webs.
There were no spider webs on the bear, thank you. And I went to bed. And it worked. It was perfect. It was one time I rolled over and I go, oh, okay, she's right next to me. I completely forgot that it was in fact. And then
it's a gateway drug to being a furry, by the way.
Madison comes walking into the room just as I was laying down. She goes, Dad, what are you doing with Connor McDeedles? And I explained it to her. She goes, this is unbelievable. She just storms out of the room. I go, it's okay.
Mia, you were having sex with her bear. What kind of reaction did you expect her to have?
You were couching it in a certain way at first. And now you're just saying that I'm full on, I mean, cut a hole in it, spider webs jokes.
Penetration.
And then, okay, yeah, now it's getting even more graphic. No, just laid the bear there. I needed the bear to be there, and I will do it again because it worked perfectly. I was able to sleep without an interruption, knowing that she was there when, in fact, she was not there. Thank God for that bear. So, is that weird? It's very weird, isn't it?
It's a little weird.
It's very weird.
You definitely spooned with it.
No, I didn't. Honestly, I would have told you.
On accident.
Maybe, but I don't recall that.
Were you the big spoon or the little spoon? So little. You guys were about the same height.
Little spoon. I mean, I made him hold me tight all night. He's so soft.
Call me daddy.
He's so soft and fuzzy. So, hey, there's a hurricane hitting.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you can't really assess what the hell's going on when these things hit until after, and you know, the day comes and goes, you assess the damage. But it started to pound the east coast of the Florida coast at about 2 this morning. And the AP is, there's been a lot of suggestions about getting out. You know, I mean, leave, take cover, get out, evacuate. And the National Weather Service, their language about it was some of the most dire that has been seen since Hurricane Katrina. It says
the words, a lot of areas will be uninhabitable for weeks or months that are getting slammed right now. Now,
that bad, really?
Yeah, the last thing that just hit, though, was that the thing veered slightly east. And literally, miles count. If it goes out to sea just a bit, that can change everything. But the fact that nearly the entire state, all the way on the west coast of Florida, of the Panhandle, were getting warnings is remarkable because of this thing is an absolute monster. The east coast, it's like complete devastation in terms of the severity of the warning and the potential for harm, death, property issues, things like that, flooding. The storm surge will be immense, strong winds, rain. And then
good times.
As you look to like the center of the state, it's also a warning. They're like, get out. Don't even hang out. And so you remember I told you about my friend on his way to Florida 2 days ago.
Oh, there's a picture of all these cars. It was on the nightly news, I think. All these cars on the right lane evacuating, and then one car heading toward toward Florida. It was definitely him.
It was the guy. That was the guy. It was Dean.
It had to be.
So
this is great. There's no damn traffic.
So Dean is like, well, we're going to Orlando. This is 2 days ago. We're going to be in Orlando. We'll be fine. If the weather's going to be fine. And I went, I didn't say
no,
anything.
No, it's not.
I don't know what it is, man. This is when it was hitting Haiti. And all of Leonardo DiCaprio's tail chases were rushing to shelter. But I said, I don't.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
No, recreating the Titanic.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good, Dina.
Oh, no, it doesn't. I didn't realize that Orlando, while it is inland, it's not that inland.
Well, I mean, you look at the actual width of the Panhandle. It's you know, like from here to Lansing. Isn't it, wouldn't you say? No, maybe wider than that, but it's not that wide.
No,
but
that's not where Orlando is.
It's right in the middle, but I'm just saying the actual width of Florida is just not that wide. But so I called him yesterday. I go, hey, man, this is really, I leave a message. I go, are you sure you want to do this? He wrote back, we stopped in Georgia. We're going to wait. Thank God.
I'd stop a little bit sooner than that because Georgia's going to get wrecked too.
State of emergency too.
He's probably in Savannah, isn't he?
He's right on the shore. We're safe. Daytona Beach is getting hammered right now. And the usual, there was a guy on the Weather Channel. And you have to have this name if you're doing these types of video shots back to Weather Central, where you're standing on the beach wearing a raincoat and the wind is blowing you all over the beach. Reynolds Wolf broadcasting live from the storm. That couldn't be more storm chaser in the eye of the hurricane name in the history of the Weather Channel. Reynolds Wolf.
I'm Reynolds Wolf.
Reynolds Wolf.
Oh, he used to work in Detroit.
Come on.
Stopped off, at WDIV TV in Detroit.
TV is almost worse than radio when it comes to jumping around from town to town.
If him and Wolf Blitzer get married, would it be Wolf Wolf?
No. Well, yes. Well, Blitzer would have the name Wolf Wolf.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
There you go.
You like how I pieced that together?
Yeah, there you
like
go.
10 minutes after you said it, it was like I had to.
Let me do the math on that.
Like, wait a minute. His name's Reynolds. No.
Reynolds Blitzer.
So let's start with this one. Locals, local TV out on the beach. It's really windy. Lady reporting live. A couple of dudes walk up into the shot, start screaming things into the camera.
Yes.
The wind feels even stronger, and you know, you can see some people that are running up right yeah for Harambe.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah for Harambe.
All right.
That's D's out for Harambe. Two surfer dudes who were out busting in the surf come walking up with their surfboards and yell, D's out for Harambe.
You know, you can see some people that are running up right
now. Yeah for Harambe.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah for Harambe.
All right. Anyway.
Well, we think we have a little indication as to who those guys are, if they're out already in this storm, so we'll...
Yeah, she's out in the storm, too.
Yeah. Let you...
we'll let you go.
Let you go with them.
One of the anchors whips it out right there. This is for Harambe. The guy told me to do it.
They quote Harambe, as I think they were talking about.
I like how they reference it. They actually stop and reference it.
We'll let you...
We'll let you go.
Let you go with them. As they quote Harambe, as I think they were talking about.
They weren't quoting Harambe, you
stupid. Gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo. So.
Quoting Harambe.
They're referencing Harambe.
As they quote Harambe, as I think...
You know, you can see some people that are running up right...
I don't know if you noticed, Harambe couldn't speak. Or at least not anymore, since those animals killed him.
Right, since they shot him in the head when all he wanted to do was play with that child.
Animals. I haven't heard this one yet, but it's also storm-related. The Shepherd Smith telling the kids, were you planning on playing that later?
Dude, let's do it now. Go ahead. The way this boils down is Shepherd is at the green screen talking about the severity of the storm. A lot of people think that he lost his mind here.
Despite the warnings, lots of people here in the United States have said they're not going anywhere. We will not cover your funerals, and we will not feel sorry for you. They're stocking up supplies, boarding up their homes, and hoping, which is moronic. Daytona Beach, all the way up to Jacksonville. This moves 20 miles to the west, and you and everyone you know are dead. All of you. Because you can't survive it. It's not possible, unless you're very, very lucky. And your kids die, too.
Dude, this guy is awesome. Of all the Fox News anchors, I actually like Shepard Smith. I think Shepard Smith is awesome. That sounds like something I would say.
There's no way to survive.
We will not cover your funerals.
Again, please.
Despite the warnings, lots of people here in the United States have said they're not going anywhere. We will not cover your funerals, and we will not feel sorry for you. They're stocking up supplies, boarding up their homes, and hoping, which is moronic. Daytona Beach, all the way up to Jacksonville. This moves 20 miles to the west, and you and everyone you know are dead. All of you. Because you can't survive it. It's not possible, unless you're very, very lucky. And your kids die, too.
Why is everybody overstating this like that? I understand. I mean, when you look at Katrina, which was catastrophic, and the death toll there, I mean, he's making it sound like 100,000 people are going to die if they don't evacuate.
Could.
I doubt it.
There's a lot of old people that live in Florida. They can't swim. He also told a lady, he started making fun of a lady for not evacuating.
I think he knows this woman, too. If this is the one that I think it is.
I want to get to Dolores Berhalter. Yeah. She's dumb. She and her husband live in Palm Beach Gardens, just north of West Palm Beach. And you're not leaving? I know Dolores. Dolores and I are friends for years and years and years. What do you mean you're not leaving?
I'm glad he said that, because he starts with, she's dumb. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I don't think we're going to be, we're not that close to the water, so we don't have to worry about
what, a mile, Dolores?
No, a couple of miles.
A couple of miles. I'm not close to the water. You're close to the water. You heard the guy from the National Hurricane Center say this is going to be a hurricane force winds event in Orlando.
Well, I don't think the storm is going to be. I'm hoping it's not going to be as serious as they're saying.
Well,
and we're fairly well protected here.
You know, they were hopeful in South Miami-Dade and Kendall. They were very, very hopeful until they were all dead.
She's dumb.
I want to get to Dolores Berhalter. She's dumb.
That's one of the funniest things I've heard on the news ever.
I want to get to Dolores Berhalter. She's dumb.
Oh, have you ever seen a best of Shepard Smith? Like a YouTube compilation of the best of Shepard Smith?
I haven't, but I've always liked him too.
There was this one time when someone got shot live on camera. He's like, cut it, cut it. For God's sakes, cut the camera. And he just always goes off on people.
Wow.
Like that. I like Shepard Smith.
Yeah, I do too. I don't.
I'll tune into Shepard Smith. After that, I turn it off. But Shepard Smith, he's always very blunt and funny. And I think we could have a fun conversation.
Oh, man.
We just talk about all the people that are going to die.
Man. So.
Yeah, Shep, I agree.
So there's a lot.
She is dumb.
A lot. Yeah, I cannot. When you have so much warning, when you know it's coming, why not? I mean, you being there won't change anything. If the home's going to get damaged, it's going to get damaged. There's nothing you can really do about that. So I don't understand why anybody would stay there. At the very least, there are tons of fortified, hurricane-proof buildings in and around there that it's uncomfortable, but you can stay there, like a gym or something like that, or a storm shelter. Where
how hurricane-proof are these places?
I don't know. But
Do we trust it? No, I don't.
Well, I'm just saying, at the very least, you have a better chance there than you would at your home, really.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Andrea sent a tweet, by the way, referencing the Orlando thing we're talking about. She said, FYI, Orlando is 45 minutes from the East Coast. Yeah, I don't trust
that. Well, that's like what Smith was saying when he
45
said,
minutes is not that long. No, that's about from here to Grand Haven, right? Give or take a little bit.
Maybe. Yeah. And they said
I don't trust that.
That they'll have hurricane force winds in the middle of the state. So, my God, I don't know what the hell people are thinking. Just get out.
And we're going to rebuild.
Did you see, like, in the grocery stores, there's nothing. People have just cleaned it out.
I saw a funny picture. There was one where the entire shelf of soup was empty except for clam chowder.
They said that they have eight days of gasoline in the state and to use just what you need. Because there's some guy showing up with his motorhome and he loads up the 60-gallon tank to travel 20 miles.
Yeah, we're just trying to get out.
Man, you know, we have it made when it comes to weather in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Michigan's awesome for weather, except for the snow. But
I mean, yeah, but I mean, rarely is that life-threatening outside of maybe just bad road conditions.
Unless you're old.
You know? So, man.
We don't have to really worry about earthquakes ever.
Yep.
Hurricanes, definitely not. No. Tornadoes.
Yeah, the occasional tornado. No biggie.
Once, one actual tornado every 5 years.
Right.
I can't really think of any other kind of massive weather disaster.
Yeah, so I think we got it made here. In the next segment, I had an unbelievable interaction with a person in the parking ramp when I left work here. And the way this unfolded was unbelievable. Four people walking through the parking ramp as I was walking up to my car. Julius is going to love this. So is Doan. Hopefully you will, too. So we'll talk about that coming up in just a few minutes. And if anyone asks you, who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Get the full show on my Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Okay. Till next time. Bye-bye.